Simin Shin Chof Aleph, try to finish off Sif Gimel, which we started last week, and Dalet through Vav. Just to be misakim what we came down with last week, because maybe there's a little bit of uncertainty on it. Ve'etzem the Mashmois is, the Mefurish in the Gemara, and the Mechaber, Sif Gimel, that you're not allowed to be Moleach Tznoin, a few pieces together. Rather, you're only allowed to be Moleach one at a time. And the minute gets to be metabol one at a time. And not only that, the Mishnah Berurah says, as we'll see in Tzedalet, that even though the Trumas Hadeshin is medayit, that the first should be mutter to be metabol a bunch of them, one after the next, to dip into the salt, leave it on your plate, and then eat one after another. Nevertheless, the minig is not that way. The minig is to be metabol one at a time, and certainly not to be the salt, to sprinkle salt on a bunch of pieces at once. That's halacha with regard to Tzrayin. And that is the only vegetable, be'etzem, which is mentioned in the Gemara, which is asr. The shaila is, how do we apply halacha l'maaseh to the rest of the vegetables? So we mentioned that there's zikr l'chara, there are things, mavur in the Mishnah Berurah, that not, this does not apply to every single food, certainly, that's already mavur in the Gemara, that doesn't apply to basin and basar. And even with regards to vegetables, the Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Pirma Gadim, that's something which is not the derech to be kodesh, it's not the derech to pickle, to soak it, and then the halacha is that it's mutter to be mefazer melachonim. What is considered something which is not the derech to be kavish? That's not clear. It really depends on what kavish is, as we'll get to in a minute. The Shmir Shabbos Kachos and Nemzon Kepshutoi, that red tomatoes is not the derech to be kavish, and certainly it isn't the derech to pickle them. They only pickle green tomatoes. And Rabbi Yashiv said the same thing with regard to the difference between green and red tomatoes. It's not that they have to pickle whole red tomatoes. Now the question is that what kvisha is? Is kvisha pickling or is it something else? If you understand that it means pickling, certainly the derech is not to pickle them. You only pickle green ones, not red ones. That being the case, it would be mutter to, certainly if they're cut up, which is certainly not the derech to be kvish them, it would be mutter to sprinkle on a plate full of tomatoes that are cut up, to sprinkle salt on it and eat it. Because that's not the derech to be kevish, and therefore it's mutter to sprinkle the salt also. You can't say that it's near a kevish kvashim, because it's not. Then we have things that it is the derech to pickle. However, it's not the derech to pickle them through salt. For example, cucumbers. Cucumbers certainly is the derech to pickle. Nevertheless, people do not pickle it nowadays. We do not preserve it nowadays by means of salt. That being the case, yesh lo din, whether or not there's such an iser, l'chura, the very fact that it's pickled, yesh la'ayin, whether or not when you sprinkle salt, it's near kekevish kvashim, or do we say no? Since nowadays it's not preserved through salt, nobody, when you're sprinkling salt, nobody presumes that you're pickling it. If we would make this chilik, then basically all vegetables are out. And this, even though it is the derech to pickle many different vegetables, like cucumbers, ukedema, but nobody, no one pickles them, preserves them by way of salting them. Therefore, lechur be mutter to salt all these things. Who goes like that? Alach l'maisa. It seems that the Archa Shabbos nems on that way. He says that you're allowed to salt red peppers. It's not a problem of nir kekevish kvashim. People do pickle red peppers. Nevertheless, since it's not the derech to be kevish, ayidei melicha, ayidei pizur melach, therefore it's not a problem of kevish kvashim. Now, even if you want to nem on that it is a problem, because since lemaisa they pickle them, therefore you're not allowed to do anything which is going to be similar to pickling, yesh la'ayin, whether or not to sprinkle a little salt is deim v'chol. Even if you want to say you're not allowed to salt them, but to sprinkle a little salt for taste, yesh la'ayin, whether or not that was included v'chol in the Isser of Nirikim Abin, we brought down that the Shevet Alevi seems to nemon that it's mutter. The Kitzur Yochel Shabbos also says that it's mutter. I saw today in Simcha Bun Kohn, one of his artists, he says that Reisi Chiddush Gadol in the Kitzur Yochel Shabbos, that he says that you let it salt for taste. And Lacher the Stimas Mishnah Berurah is talking about that way. Therefore, he says, therefore I will say some lachmer, and he takes goes that you're not allowed to salt any vegetables except one at a time, dipping in one at a time, that's what's mutter. Now, this being the case, lachura, even though certainly there is makam to be machmer, however, certainly if somebody is being mekel, ain lachmer man mekelim, ain limchis bian mekelim, because certainly there is makom to be mekel, since bizmanenu no one is salt anything with by way of salt, well, no one preserves anything by way of salting, therefore it's not near kekevish kvashim. The shell is, what exactly is the definition of kevish kvashim? And that we'll get to in a second. Is there an itzer of kvish on Shabbos, if we would have such a possibility? L'mashal halacha l'maisa, we pass him that there's two ways to be kevish something. One is by sitting, we're talking about basar b'chalav. You take a piece of basar and you stick it in cold milk for 24 hours, the lach is that it's asr. It's asr because kavish k'mavashal. The pashtus is that there is no isr d'araisa because you weren't mavashal together. But kavish has a din of mavashal, and therefore it's asr. Now the pashtus is that kavish k'mavashal is no shaykhet hilchos Shabbos whatsoever. All it is b'negeya te hilchos bliyos, b'negeya te taruvos basar b'chalav. There we say that if something sits, one food sits, a solid, sits inside of a liquid for 24 hours, then it's mavliya in the entire piece, it's mavliya in the entire solid, and the solid is mavliya in the entire liquid, just like bishul is mavliya. But klapi, whether or not it's roi l'achila, or whether or not you've done a maisa bishul, zikr, kovash is not kum l'vushul. L'chir, that's the pashta. However, there are those that are medayik from the Rambam, that the Rambam seems to say, when you get to Hilchos Shabbos, that kovash is echad mimalechas ha-bishul, that attack is us, and the gedoy l'echorin, and Rei Yehuda, or medayik, that now, practically, it's not so simple to be kovish something on Shabbos, because Shabbos is only 24 hours. We go out, I don't know which 24 hours, but Batsim is only 24 hours. So you'd have to get it at that second, and we'd have to finish the second that Shabbos started to be able to end the second Shabbos that is over. We're machmer, we go from Shkia to Tzitzik Chavim. But Batsim, it goes from Ben Hashmashes to Ben Hashmashes. We're not exactly sure where it starts from. Therefore, it's kamat efshar to get the regular kavish mevushal of 24 hours. However, there is in the summer also. L'chair is not going to be any different. You have another minute, maybe, just because it's going up. Two more hours. The pasha starts later and ends later. If you end on Shabbos, the shaila is whether or not you can even have a malachas start from them. Yeah. However, there is another case of kavish mevushal, and that is when you're kavish something in a davar charif. When you're kavish something in davar charif, which is very salty water, there's a shaila in the poskim whether or not chaymet. It seems to be a stira in Hilchos Taruvos whether or not the mechaber holds that chaymet vinegar. Shach already points it out. Has a din of a davar charif, but a davar charif something which is very salty. The halacha is that kavisha is. It's not exactly clear. Somewhere between 6 and 18 minutes. Therefore, you can have l'chair to kavish k'mavushal, somebody is kavish something in a very salty brine, then in 18 minutes has a din of kavish k'mavushal. According to the Rambam, mashmoyas would be that it would be aser, ken zayin even aser midaraisa. The shaila is, like the Mishnah Berurah already points out, that l'chair is not ala'esh. Something which is not there ala'esh is not shaykh to be aser midaraisa, mishum mavashal, mavashal daf ala'esh. And therefore, it's l'chair very shver to say that the Rambam would hold that it's a daraisa, l'chair it's not told as ish. A similar question could be asked on Muliach Kireisech. So the second klal that we have when we get to Tuvus Bas B'chalav. Muliach Kireisech means that if something is very salty, it has the din of tzli. It's as if you are roasting it. Now the pashtus is that halacha is only with regard to blias, once again. That if you have a dover which is kochosh, you have something which is not fatty, and it's very, very salty, and it touches something else, then it goes in the same way that roasting would go in. It goes in kedei netila, or kedei klipo, or kedei zrishenim. And it's not mavli in the entire thing. In other words, the whole din of kavish k'mavoshim melech kireisech is only with regard to blias. It's not being Shabbos. However, there is a machlekes rishonim in avodah zarah lehezi with regard in this regard. The Ramban says lechura melech kireisech. He says zikr is not asr on Shabbos. Alt mavashim. Why? Because we saw the Gemara in the Chayin Hamavi says that if you make something, you're ain ibud boichlin. If you sold something, you're not chayiv because ain ibud boichlin. Now, very good, ain ibud boichlin. But l'chair you're going to be chayiv on something else. That's mevashal. If something is very, very salty, then you haven't been ma'abed it, you've been mevashal it. What's it going to help you? Ain't ibud boichlin. Says Weissdeis that you're not chayiv als bishul als melech kireisech. Says the Ran. He says, where in the Gemara does it say you're not chayiv als bishul? The Gemara says that it's not ma'abed. Where does the Gemara say that it's not mevashal? Zichr it's bishul. Kenzan, you don't say zichr it's bishul. He says, you don't have a raya l'chair. You don't have a raya that you're not chayiv bishul mevashal. Rather, it's very shaykh that even though you're not over mishum ma'abed, you are over mishum vashal. The only reason why it's not ma'abed is because they ain't ibud roichlin. Bishul boichlin there is, and therefore the chori would be chayiv. The shaykh is once again all the Achrayim messes on the Ran, this is Betzim, what the Mishnah Berurah is being Ma'ir over here, is that L'chero, it's not told us the R. There's no way to be Mechayev as Bishul if there's no R involved. So those that say in the Charam, the Ran is just trying to be Matcha, you have no Raif in that Gemara, but he himself doesn't really hold the Yechayev. And Kimdumana de Noid Behuda says, I think we spoke it out back then, and through his Bas, that he holds no, it's totally in the Derech. The only time that you can be told it's the R is when you want to be mavashal something in the normal way. If you're mavashal in the sun as opposed to on a fire, then in a kram it's shleike derech and you're not going to be chayif. Then it's mutar lechatchila if it's in the sun. It's mutar lechatchila as long as it's not told us chamo. However, when it's the derech to cook something with salt, then in a kram can zayin. The only reason why you need eish is to make it the derech. Kol kama that it's the derech even without eish, then it'll be chayif without it. And the Chur, according to, you could say that really in the Rambam also, something which is the derech to be kovish it, to prepare it, then in a chanam, you'll be chayiv, out kovish kumavosho. Now the question is, how does this play out practically? Is there an iser of kvisha on Shabbos with regard to marinating salad? When you want to marinate a salad, you want to make a coleslaw, and you put inside vinegar, and usually mix it in with a few other ingredients also. Is there any problem if you want to marinate, you want to let it sit for a few hours, that it should soften, that it should get kishmak? Is there any issue to do that? And if that's the issue of kovish kumavoshul, so lechura, if that's considered a kvisha, then all the vegetables that we marinate are being considered darka bekvisha, which would mean that all those vegetables also, lechura, you shouldn't be able to salt either because of darka bekvisha. And I will tell you that this past week, we had a number of girls over for Suda, so we had a lot of salads. And two of the salads that were made were actually made with the exact same recipe of the dressing. You boil up vinegar and you mix it together with some sugar and some other things, and you pour it over the vegetables and let it sit for as long as you could. I think it was made on Wednesday or Thursday. Thursday, I think it was made. It's supposed to sit for as long as it could. The first salad had in it red peppers, carrots, yellow peppers, cucumbers, and purple onion. The second salad had in it red tomatoes and arbis and purple onion. Now, all those things, kimdumani, nobody pickles. You don't pickle any of them, but you marinate them all, as somebody told me last week. So I just want you to know that we do marinate all those things that I just listed. They're marinated. The question is that considered kovosh? Is that the kvisha that we're talking about of pickling, that it's a derech lichvosh or not the derech lichvosh? Is marinating something, you marinate your fish also, you're being kvisha? Is that what it is? If you look it up in the article, kvisha is marinating, is that what it... What defines something as the derech to be kevish? So the chura, the only time that we know that there is something, the derech to be kevish, is
marinate meat and chicken.
The chura, the pashtus is, with regard to chaymitz, we find in the Mishnah Berurah, interestingly enough, that he says, there's an interesting minig, the Taz already brings this down, and all the achrayim bring it down, there's a minig that they had for hundreds of years, that they would cut up the tznoin, the radish, before we saw it already in Ber and Teichin, they would cut up the radish and they would salt it, which is mamish the Isra of the Gemara. And he asked, how are we able to do that? It's up there, it's no problem because you put on chaymitz afterwards. You put on chaymitz afterwards, so you're going from bad to worse. We know that you're not putting chaymitz. Chaymitz is kvisha. What head do you have to put chaymitz on? So, interestingly enough, the Mishnah Berurah, when he brings down this case, he says, Minhagenu shechoitchim b'shabes tznoin dak dak v'noyis tznoisei bekaro u'molcho nesai v'shevchen alav choymetz v'oichla nesai. That's all that he says. He says we pour in it salt and then we pour in it vinegar and then we eat it. Vinegar is mashma, just vinegar. He says, how's the mutter? Zokter, it's mutter. Why? Because we salt it and we put on the vinegar, and zokter, he adds on another word. He says, v'nira dekima deinu menichu nesai klal azia l'shevchen shama choymetz v'gam minim acherim. We also add other things. So is the nekuda that we do it right away? Or is the nekuda that we're adding in other things together with the chaymitz? So you're talking to eat both of them. But there's taka no iser to add chaymitz on. It's only iser if it soaks inside the chaymitz. Maybe pouring chaymitz on top of it is only considered as if you're marinating it, or you're adding some flavor, but in a chanami, that's not considered a maisa of kvisha. L'chura, that's what we mitzadet, because where do we find that kvisha is marinating something? Where do we find, there are certain halachas with regard to kavash kumavosho. Kavash kumavosho either has to be, it's choref moed, or even chaymitz. The pashtus is, it's not so clear what the Mishnah Berurah holds, the Aruch HaShulchan seems to say, it's dafka chaymitz chazak, And that's how many of the Pesim go bizmanenu, that it's dafka, something which is like you spoil it on the floor and it starts bubbling, which our chaymetz is not, our synthetic chaymetz generally is not very strong. And therefore, we're not bishayach kavash kumavosho, by chaymetz, but only something which is very, very salty, then you could have kavash kumavosho in 18 minutes. If it's not very salty, it's not very strong chaymetz. And even if the chaymetz that we have, we mix it together with all types of other ingredients before we use it as a salad dressing, the chaymetz loses some of its bite, loses some of its koyach, and lechura would not be considered chaymetz chazak, that it should be a problem with kvisha. So the only time we would have kvisha if it's 24 hours. And 24 hours, basically, like we said before, and you don't have on Shabbos. Eba zeh, yesh lain, whether or not there's a problem with chlal to marinate something on Shabbos. I heard Meshim Yitzelberg, said he says, in a chanami, it's not going to have a problem to make coleslaw on Shabbos. Even though you're interested in it sitting and softening it up, but you don't want it to sit for 24 hours, you want to use it for the next Suda, you want to use it for this Suda, you want to use it for whatever it is, in an hour from now, 5 hours from now. You're not interested in making a kavash kumavoshel, even if there's leftovers, that's not what you're trying to do, that's not what you're making. And therefore, if something sits in a liquid for 24 hours, then you're getting into shadows of kavash kumavoshel, yesh la'ayin, if you did it in the middle of Shabbos, well, then you're not going to be over because it's only 24 hours, only after Shabbos is finished. Like we mentioned, the gart avishol and other things, something that starts on Shabbos and finishes only after Shabbos, yesh la'ayin, whether or not you're going to be over. L'chur, the pashas is that you shouldn't be over. If the etzem malacha happens only at the end, after 24 hours, by zriya, the malacha that you do is finished. As opposed to by bishul, still, even though what you did, you put it on the fire, but it's not cooked till later on, that's all considered one maisa. Pasha says, if it doesn't cook till after Shabbos, but Pasha says, weren't over. When you weren't over, you're not chayiv. Kavash kemavushul, if your kavana is just to marinate, to soften it up, in these cases, L'chero, it would be mutter, would not be considered kavash kumavoshal. However, if you look in certain svarim, they do bring down that you're not allowed to marinate anything on Shabbos. Why not? Because the Rambam says you're not allowed to be kavish anything. Who told you that marinating is considered kavisha, like some of the Ilum is Ma'ir? Not exactly clear. What defines something as kavisha? L'chero, kavisha has certain gedarim, and kol kamah that doesn't have fit into those gedarim. It's not sitting in chaymetz for 18 minutes. It's not sitting in a liquid for 24 hours. If it's not harif, l'chura would not have a din of kvisho, and therefore l'chura there should be no problem to do it on Shabbos. That's how Rav Brookwood said it's mutter to make the cucumber salad, and it's mutter to make put even though you're putting a dressing on top and then it should soften up, and it's mutter to make also on Shabbos. That's correct. That case is when you're pickling it. And you're sticking inside the pickle brine, that is what's aser. But if all you're doing is adding on it, you're trying to add on some sort of dressing, but you're not pickling it, then in chanami, l'chur, it's not going to be aser. Which also brings us to the next halacha. Is there any iser to put next shayla? Is there any iser to sprinkle black pepper on something? Salt is aser. What's with any other spice? Black pepper, paprika, any other spice, oregano, garlic powder, onion powder. What's with any of these? Is there any iser? Did we ever find such an iser? Well, the pashas is that it's only salt which has the koyach to be ma'aved. And therefore, since it's only salt which has that koyach, any other spice is mutter, and that's how the place can go. That there's no issue spicing anything else with any other spice. It's only with salt. The shaila is, what happens with sugar? Sugar, if you look at the Darchei Tshuva and Siman Samach Tes, when you get to Hilchos Melicha, there's a shaila whether or not you're allowed to be moileach with sugar. Can you do a melicha of basar with sugar? Does it have this, what's a shiloh? Does it have the same koyach as salt that it pulls out the liquid which is inside? And therefore sugar is also going to have the same yecherlis to get out the dam? Or do we say no, zafka salt just has that koyach as opposed to sugar? Now, if sugar taka was basar, so it would be interesting that it wasn't mentioned in any of the, wasn't mentioned in the b'chamer, then it came in. Certainly sugar is mentioned numerous times in the Mishnah Berurah that they added sugar to different things. Nevertheless, he doesn't mention that sugar is aser. So you could say that in Chalami, so Mishnah Berurah she's asay. The only thing that's aser to salt is something which is a derech to be kavish. Something which is not a derech to be kavish, then there's no aser with salt. So sugar also. It's only if it's a derech to be kavish, to candy it. And in those days the Mishnah Berurah, they didn't candy anything. And therefore a taka wouldn't be aser. But if it's a derech to candy your apples, or to candy your tapusini, kumquats, or anything else like that, then in chanami can't say it would be aser. That being the case, says the Shmir Shabbos, Shabbos Kochos, he brings down a Shlomo Zalman, because it's a tzav, then in chanami, if it's a zera to be kevishin, then the chur should be aser. However, there's an Ohr, he says, however, Noidali, says Rosh Hashanah Zalman, that his lashon is Ach Noidali Shemelach Meshane Es Guf Adavar V'Deim Le Ma'abed Mashen Kin Sukra. It sounds like he's talking being Noidali Kula Atan Nevedei, that even that sugar does not have, even though it seems to be a need in the poiskim, sugar does not have the quality that salt does, that is able to be Ma'abed something, and therefore be mutter to sprinkle sugar on him. Kimdumani, I think the only things that basically people sugar are not things people sprinkle sugar on grapefruit and other things like that, but most of the things that they sprinkle on, it's not the derech to be ma'avid. I don't know anybody that's ma'avid grapefruits and whatever candies, grapefruits. Therefore, pashtus is not going to be a problem, and that seems to be how the Shmir Shabbos Kosta seems to be naita, that there's no problem to sprinkle sugar on your food. Once again, all these are l'chura. The reason sugar, even though it works the same way as salt, that it takes out meriris, one of the reasons that salt is usher is because it takes out some of the sharpness of the vegetables. It makes it that it's less, it's mafig that it's meriris. So the sugar does the same thing. Sugar also makes it more palatable, and therefore it should be usher. But there's a big difference between sugar and salt. Salt draws out the meriris. It takes it out of the vegetable, as opposed to sugar is just damage control. Sugar doesn't go ahead and change the makeup of the fruit or vegetable. All it does is add a little bit of sweetness that you don't taste whatever it is that was sour up until then, because you added in some sugar on top of it. Which is l'chorda, the reason why any of the spices are mutter also, because they don't change anything. All they do is add flavor. And when that's the real time to matter, sprinkling salt also. When it's salt, it's just for taste. And it's not to be ma'abid, then it doesn't look like a be ma'abid. And it's also not being ma'abid besed, because all it is adding a little bit of flavor. That's Siv Gimel. Siv Dalin Mish Mish Kosav, Shemutta Litpo Kama Khatiha Snoin Achasach Lavado, and Nichim Yachalafanuk, De Loichum Yazu Acherzu. This halacha is a straight out of a Chumash Adeshen. From the fact that he says Yesh Mish Kosav, and he doesn't bring anybody that's Chirlik, it would be mashma that he's going that way. Why did you say Yesh Mish Kosav? This we saw in Hilchas Yerudea, Simin Kuf Tzadi, that the Teres Hashlam speaks it out in Pshat in the Mechaber. The Mechaber says a Yesh Misha Oimer, and he doesn't bring that anybody that's Chirlik. Says the Teres Hashlam, the reason why he says that, and this is why other Achorinim go also, Prima Gadol, I think from the one, he says the same thing, that if he found a halacha that was discussed only in one Rishon, and he didn't find anybody that's Chirlik or anybody that's Moiner, nobody discussed it. Do we go like it or do we not go like it? It's a Chiddush lahalacha which was Kilo Nischadish how he did this Rishon. But maybe, since he didn't find anybody that went with it, therefore that was chaylik on it, therefore he brought it down lahalacha. However, it's only a shita yichida that said it. So therefore, he says yesh misha kosav. But the pashas is going like that lahalacha. The only problem is that in this instance, it seems that he soyser himself from Siv Gimel to Siv Dalet, like the Elam asked. In Siv Gimel, it says that mitabo kol achas levada va'ichlo. You're supposed to dip every single vegetable and eat it. Dip a vegetable in salt and eat it. In Siv Dalet, he says, you let it dip 10 in a row. Dip one, put it down, dip one, put it down, dip one, put it down, and then eat them all, one after the next. L'chor, it says to himself from Gimel to Dalet. So, it could be that the reason why he just said Yesh Misha Kosav is because it's the Truma Sadashin, and that's who it was also in Simu Kostad, if you remember, Yesh Misha Kosav. That is who he refers to, basically, who he refers to as the Truva Ashkenazis. So generally, he refers to the Truma Sadashin. Well, even though we come out go with every Chumash Adeshin lahalach lamaisa, come out every single, especially the Ashkenazim do. Certainly, come out, you won't find the Chumash Adeshin which you did not pass on like halach lamaisa. Nevertheless, it could be that, like the Mishnah Berurah says, what's the halach lamaisa? The halach lamaisa is that even though the Mechaber brings it down, the minig of a minig shalei lahashet klal b'melech matabo va'eichol b'melech. The minig is to dip each one and eat it. Theoretically, you could have said that's really what the Mishnah, what the Mechaber holds also. El Metabu Kol Achas Levad is telling you what the minig should be. This is what you should do. There are those that mat you to even go ahead and put it out. However, the minig is you shouldn't come to go ahead and be over an Isser Ma'abed. The best thing to do is to dip one at a time. La'alach la'maisa. That's how the Mishnah Berurah seems to paskin, that you should only dip one at a time, and you should not dip one after the next and put them down on your plate, rather dip one at a time. Therefore, those that would like to be machmer, and especially with regard to tznoi, l'charetz m'porsha shulchan aruch, m'porsha gemar, it's hard to be makel. Even if matzias is not the way it is maneinu. But even with regard to other vegetables, if you want to be machmer, the way to do it is either to be mefazer, sprinkle salt on one piece at a time, or to dip one piece at a time and eat it. That's the two options that a person has with regard to salting his vegetables. Sif hey, Osir lemlayach basar mevoshel lebeis mevoshelas lahanicha. Even though the Gemara says lehevyam, that there's no problem of salting beitzim mevoshelas the same way that there is with regard to vegetables. However, to leave it, it is osir. It's zayim lema'aved. It is ma'aved a little bit, and therefore lechera, it would be osir. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says in this case, he says, "Avolam loyach habasar va'abetz kedei la'anich la'achar zman domi le'imer ukvisho." Domi le'imer ukvisho, and therefore it's a problem. So what should you do if you want to make egg salad for later on? You should add something beforehand, either oil or mayonnaise, which is half of its oil generally. I don't know exactly proportions, but there's a decent amount of oil and eggs and other things inside that. Therefore, you should first put in the other, before you put in the salt, put on the dressing, put on the oil, whatever it is, be first, and therefore you don't have a problem. Now, I just want to be clear that l'chura, in this case, you'd be able to put on the salt first and then put on the oil afterwards. Why is that? Mishnah Berurah says that ba'etzem, you should, the minig is, by the chaymitz, by the tnoin, that they cut it up, they sprinkled salt on it, and then they poured chaymitz on it. He says, that's fine, because since you do it right away, it's not a problem. However, says the Ktesa Shulchan, Reb Chaim, no. He says it's better than preparing it. You're right that we have a heter, but it's just a heter to be matar to the minig of the olam. The best thing to do is to first put on the chaymitz and then put on the salt. So, Frate, you shouldn't forget. You shouldn't forget to go ahead and put on the chaymitz. And if you're going to do that, it's not going to be awesome. Which was the story that we had last week with the Chavetz Chaim. They put on the salt and didn't want to eat it afterwards. So, therefore, it's better to put the chaymitz on and then put on the salt. However, in this case, where there's no iser, if you leave your egg salad to the end of your suda for 2-3 hours. The issur is only when you're leaving it till the next suda. L'haniach for the next suda. But for this suda, even if it's for a long time, it's not a problem. If that's the case, yesh lain whether or not there's even an inyan to go ahead and put on the oil first before the salt, because we're not so chayshish that you're going to forget it. You have a long time till you forget. In a case where you're putting on salt and it's usr, if it stays for 5-10 minutes, then we're scared. You're not going to put on the chaymitz right away. However, where there's no issur till the next suda, then lechur, we're not chayshish. Yesh lain, some of the Ulam was married this, when you over on this issur with the eggs, if you salt it, and if you eat it by the end of the suda, so then it's not a problem. So it's only when you leave it for the next suda. So I salt it at the beginning of the suda, and then I decide by the end of the suda to leave it to the next suda. So was there over on an issur? When does the issur come? 2 hours later after I salted it to leave it, that's when the issur comes, or it's originally at the beginning? I don't have an answer. And either way, lechur, if your das is lechatchila to do it, so then you did it in oifen, which is iser. And therefore, if you go ahead and eat it, then you took it up. You took away the iser lechur. But to salt something, to prepare egg salad by sprinkling salt on it, so for the next suda, if that's where your kavana is, lechur, that's nechlal in the iser. Sivav, ein lemloach biyachad har bipulin v'adoshim shenizbashal biklipasan. This halacha of the mechaber is L'chura chidush, because it's the first time that's mentioned that a vegetable which is mevushel is a problem. Ein l'mloyach biyachad harbi pulin v'adoshim. They're beans and legumes and lentils. Shenizbashlu b'kliplasan. What's the reason why? The malicha me'il lehem v'avik kvisho v'ibud, says Mishnah Berurah. Because malicha helps them. That means that it's not 100% royal achila even after the bishul. Therefore, the malicha helps them, therefore it's asr. Point out the point scheme, they want to say that this only really applies to something which is not 100% royal achila, and therefore the salt helps them. However, cooked vegetables, the standard cooked vegetable, lechur salt does not help it. A regular carrot or any other vegetable which is cooked already, we would not have a problem with kvisha. That would be a reason also why your chalent would be a problem to salt your chalent. Out the beans that are inside of the chalent, those that want to be more, the chur, that should be a problem. Besides the fact that our beans are not hard at all, and therefore they don't need any salt, and that's why they say that arbis also, somebody asked me about arbis, but I can point out that the salt arbis after it's cooked is also, it's not, doesn't affect any big change either. The salt, it's totally royal lechila beforehand. The salt is just to add for flavor, and therefore it's not a problem to salt them. It's not a problem to salt them after it's already mevushel. The only time there would be a problem is something which is not 100% right even after the bishul, then the salt would be a problem. Another reason why a chalent is mutter is because there's oil inside your chalent. since it's oil inside a challan. So therefore, there's already shemen and other all types of other ingredients inside. Therefore, would not be a problem of melicha. That's with regard to Simin Shin Chof Aleph. A little hagdama to tchita, and just want to point out one or two things b'negeya to Ovdim Nechol, since this is the makar for the sugya of Ovdim Nechol. Ramayshin is tshuva. Ramayshin has a tshuva about it in Chelek Dalet Ayin Dalet. So one of the questions that was asked to him by Rav Shimon Eider, Kindumani, was what is Uvdin Nechol? What is Uvdin Nechol and what is the Makar for Uvdin Nechol? He says the Makar for Uvdin Nechol is a Gemara, and Dafkof Mem Gimel Amid Beis, which is under Sugyu. That it says, Tono le yisbig beyayin vali tapech beshemen, shla yasek ederosh u oise bechol. Shla yasek ederosh u oise bechol, says Rashi, what's the reason why it's usher? Machnes by kapoy, you have oil which spilled, and you stick your hand inside, vashemen nidbagbo, and the oil gets stuck to it, and you clean it off onto a kli, and it goes inside. Says Rashi, the reason why it's aser is that's uvdin nechol. L'chur, that being the case, l'chur the next gemara also of tanur banan esvazu leperes b'chatzam alakid al yad al yad va'ichol. Avloi de sechasav leisechal kupa. Shliasikat erosh oise b'chol. Gemara says you're not allowed to pick up the fruits that scattered and stick it into a basket. Shliasikat erosh oise b'chol. L'chur mistimas divir Rashi from the fact that he doesn't say any other pshat. L'chur the mashmor supi that it's aser out uvdin nechol. It's not muchach. Why it's not muchach? Because the Ritva says that this whole iser of uvdin dechol shleyask gederosh oisim bechol uvdin dechol. The Rashi says is dafu goin leyitapech b'shemen, aval leyisbeg b'yayin. That Rashi said in the Mishnah. The reason why it's usher. You're not allowed to squeeze up. You're not allowed to take a sponge and sponge up wine for a different reason. The chashash is not also uvdin dechol. The chashash is because you're going to go ahead and squeeze out the wine. Says Rashi. Shleyasim sfoig v'mokam b'yayin lachzu latifay bekli gzeirah shem yisrei. If you're going to take the sponge, which has the wine inside, and put it on top of another kli, we're scared you're going to squeeze it out, and there's a problem of chita. Therefore, says the Ritva, what Rashi says, uvdin nechol, he's only referring to cleaning up the oil. Cleaning up the wine, there's a different chash of chita. So maybe it's not muchach that Rashi learned that the next, he was saying something to yayin, and the Ritva says he learned something else, you can say that the next gemara. As a matter of fact, if you looked at the Ramban learns that the whole next Gemara, Shlo Yasek Ederach Shoyse B'chol, has nothing to do B'chol with those in the Chol. Shlo Yasek Ederach Shoyse B'chol is, it's Mechzei Kibur, he says. You're doing something where your fruits scatter in a place where there's a lot of dirt, so to pick up the fruit from in between the dirt and the rocks is Mechzei Kibur. Some seem to say that it is Mamash Bur, if not for Lalter, and therefore you shouldn't do it. The Rambam also seems to not learn that it's kederosh shoyse b'chol, that it's a itzros uvdin b'chol. Rambam says that the reason why you shouldn't do it is because you might come to do a ma'isa ma'amer, you might come to do the melechas ma'amer, and since that were choshesh, you should not do it. That being the case, yesh lion, what is uvdin b'chol, and what is, when do we say that it's uvdin b'chol, when do we say that it's tamah derabanan? What's the difference between uvdin b'chol and tamah melechah derabanan? So the truth is that if you look at the Kalkelas HaShabbos, which is the Tiferes Yisrael in his Akdama in the Mishnayos, he goes through all the Melachas and all the HaShabbos. Right at the beginning, he says, what's Uvdin Nechol? He quotes the Rambam. The Rambam in Tshuva says, don't tell me that anything that you do during the week is going to be also Uvdin Nechol, because that would mean that you're not going to sit down like you sit down in the Chol. V'lo yisev kederach shumeisev b'chol, says the Rambam. I would have a habim, and you wouldn't be able to relax the same way that you relax during the Chol, because everything has to be different. The truth is that it's not so far off because Chazal says, we've got a darshan from a pasuk, but there are things you're not supposed to speak the same way. Chazal do say about many different things that it shouldn't be kachol. It wouldn't be mufkal to say that also. If you don't walk on Shabbos, either way, the Rambam understood zikr doesn't mean that every single thing that you do during the week you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. So what does the yes mean? Says the Rambam, it's something which is going to be margal you to a malacha. To do something which is going to be margal you to do a malacha is a problem. If you look at the Kalkelas HaShabbos, Kalkelas HaShabbos splits it up into three categories. He says either the reason uvdin nechol is aser because it's going to be margal you to do a malacha, you might come to do a malacha, or the reason is because it's derima to malacha, it looks like you're doing a malacha, or something which is tircha yaseiru, something which is a lot of tircha, even though ba'etim it's not aser, But it's not one of the lamed tesh lachas. But it's also because that's something that you do in the week. That's the vacha day activity. That's not a Shabbos day activity. I mean, that's over the nechon. However, he continues and he says, "V'kula nichlolin b'shem shvus." All of them are included in the shem shvus. Shem shvus is mashma. That's a derabanan. As a matter of fact, if you look at the Rambam and the Rambam in Mishnah Torah and the Yad HaChazaka, he says when he's listing off the derabanan, he says, "What? When were Chazal gerizer?" He said, "Chazal were gerizer when there's something which is doimet to a malacha or something which might bring you to malacha." Chazal were gerizer to say that's also a derabanan. So what's special about Avdin Nechol? L'chor the Mashmoy says that in Kham is nothing special about Avdin Nechol. Avdin Nechol is just a way of saying that's the Darabana. Not only that, the Gemara says on by Tehillim HaSemesh Ameris on Kuf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, as Machlokes in the Gemara, the Mishnah says, Ein Chacham HaMemir, Ein Tehillim HaSemesh Ameris B'Yom Tov. If you're not allowed to take a Meshameris, the sieve, and stick it on the filter, the kli that you use for filtering the wine, and stick it on top of a barrel on Yom Tov, says the Gemara, Iboilu, Tola Mai, let's see you did do it. Is it Asa Midaraisa or is it Asa Midarabanan? Amr Rav Yosef, Tola Chayiv Chatas. You're Chayiv Chatas. Amr Le Abaya, no, Zichr not. Elo Amr Abaya Midarabanan hu Shleyasa Kederuch Shweisa Bechol. It's only Asa Midarabanan Shleyasa Kederuch Shweisa Bechol. Rashi seems to say, Dloy Shavkina Le Lemitle Le Mevar Uvdu Dechol. Uvdu Dechol. Shleyasa Kederuch Shweisa Bechol is Uvdu Dechol. If you look at the Ramban, Rashi reads that also, he says, no. Uvda Dechol is just a way of saying, the reason why it's hostile is because you made an oil arai. You made an oil. You covered over your barrel with some sort of beged, and therefore you made an oil. Oil arai. Oil arai is asur midarabanan. So why did he say, Shleyasik Derech Shweisa Bechol? It's just a way of saying darabanan. Rav Yosef said daraisa, so this is the way that Abaye said darabanan. But in Chanami, it's not Uvda Dechol. It's oil arai. Oil arai is asur midarabanan. Skumtoy is that it's interchangeable. L'chor of the Dechol is just a way of saying Shleidat Yidav Shoyt Bechol. It's a way of saying Darabanan. But in Chacham, there's nothing special about of the Dechol L'chor than anything else. At least according to the Rambam, over here maybe saying that it's not of the Dechol. But Zichr, the way that the Rambam seems to understand, something which is going to be marley to Malacha, that's of the Dechol. L'chor, why is it different than any Darabanan? Every Darabanan is because we're scared that it's going to bring you to Malacha. That's why Chazal answered it. So Mashmoy says in a Chanami, Tzak has the same halacha. The only problem is that we have a Ran. The Ran says, at the beginning of the Sechta, he says that Ovda Dechol is a Derabanan which is lighter than every other Derabanan. The same way that we find the Malacha Shenis Yichla Gufa is more Chomer than other Derabanan. We have Derabanan that are lighter than the standard Derabanan. He says Ovda Dechol is lighter than the standard Derabanan. Eba Zeh, Vaisa Yonis, that Ovda Dechol is not the same Derabanan. So what is Ovda Dechol? So says Rav Moshe, what is Ovda Dechol? He tries to explain the different cases that were asked that we find in the Chol, and he says that when you're doing something in an oifin where it's nira that your malacha is a malacha kavua, it looks like you're sitting down to do a malacha. It's not arai. The oifin that you're doing is not an oifin of arai. Then that's a problem of Avdin Nechol. It looks like you're sitting. You're not doing something which is be'etam aser, but you're doing it in a way which is kvius. It's kilo. You're sitting down to do something in conjunction with a malacha. Maybe it's not a mamash a malacha. For example, mashing. Mashing Samach Lasuda. Mashing Samach Lasuda is maybe not a problem because Teichin Biyad is not a problem. But when you do it in an oifin where it looks like you're sitting down to do a kviyas, then that's going to be something usher, which is something which is usher of Avdin Nechol. He says other things also, we find are usher of Avdin Nechol. He says, for example, you're not allowed to sweep the house with certain types of brooms. He says, what's the reason why? He says, because you're supposed to do that on Erev Shabbos. That's a vachadik activity, something you should have done on Erev Shabbos, therefore you shouldn't be doing it on Shabbos. That's something which is not meant to be done on Shabbos, it's meant to be done during the week. In Megardin, he says, to scratch yourself with certain types of combs, he says, that's supposed to be done in preparation of Shabbos, not supposed to be done on Shabbos. Therefore, it's asr as of the Nechol. Also, not exactly clear where exactly we draw the line. He tries to be mabgish a few times there. He says, not everything that makes it easier makes the action that you're doing easier is also of the Nechol. For example, the question I was asked him, can you use an egg slicer on Shabbos? He says, out of the Nechol, out of Teichen, he says, not a problem of Teichen. Out of the Nechol, he says, not of the Nechol. Just doing something in an easier fashion doesn't mean that it's of the Nechol. What is of the Nechol? Of the Nechol is when you're making a matzev. When you're sitting down and you're making a kviyas out of something, that's a matzev. Where all you're doing is the type of thing that you bring it to the table and you stick your egg inside and you just slice. That's like a fancy knife. You're just preparing the eggs right before you eat it. Instead of slicing with one knife, you're slicing with five knives together. But you're not making a matziv, you're not making a kvius to make it that it should be asur out of the nechom. The Mara Shabbos, Rav Yadler Shlito, he asked the same exact question. Yerenu Rabbeinu, he says to Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, what is Uvdin Dechol? So he wrote back to him, he says, Achura, Uvdin Dechol is anything which is your ruggle to do it when you're being Isaac in a malach which is Asar on Shabbos. For example, his masha was Medida, measuring. He says, measuring is going to be Asar out of Uvdin Dechol. Why? Because generally you measure when you're going to go ahead and do something which is Asar on Shabbos. You measure together during the week. You're measuring before you're about to do something which is a malach, which is a service Shabbat. And you're measuring because you want to bake something, you want to cook something. It's done in conjunction with a malach, which is aser. Therefore, it's aser al tov nechol. Aval, he says, he ends off, he says, but the truth is, avopikin eini yodea davar bar vazeh. So the Maisa, it's not exactly clear where Chazal were magid something as tov nechol, and where Chazal were not magid something as tov nechol. According to some Rishonim, it seems that in Echnami, Ovdin Dechol has the same halachic status as a regular Darabanan. It's just a way of saying another Darabanan. And according to other Rishonim, it seems that Atasha does have a certain kula, and maybe like Ramesha says, that it's not Mamasha Darabanan. It's not the regular Zero that we're scared you're going to come to do a Malacha, that it's Deimut Malacha, that it's a Tirchi Yisero. Rather, it looks like you're sitting down to do a Matzav, and therefore it's something which is not generally done on Shabbos. It's not a Shabbos-dik activity. Mama Shazi would say, it's over the Nechol, it's something which should be done during the week. It's not a Shabbos-dik activity, and therefore, it would be usher out of the Nechol. Just a few words when you get to Schita, Hakdama to Melech Schita. What is Melech Schita? What is there is Schita? So Rashi says, Chovesh Nishba, Ein Seich Denis Aperis Lahitz Mi'en Mashkin. Ain't Sech Nenes Apiris, Rashi says, Zaveli Mefarik told the Nadisha. Schita in and of itself is not a malacha. There's no malachas schita. There's a malacha which is Mefarik. Malachas Mefarik means to extract one thing from something else. Dosh is threshing, as you're taking out the kernels from inside of the shaft, inside of the stalk of the wheat. And that's what's also, you're extracting one thing from the next. That's a malachas disha. To extract liquid from inside of a solid, a fruit, that's also Melech Zisha, that's Melech Mefarik, and it's Aser, that's why it's Aser Schita. Mashmois is, once we understand that the actual squeezing is not the Malacha, so then Lechur is going to have certain Gedarim. Not every time that you squeeze out every liquid is there going to be a problem. It has to have certain Gedarim. What are those Gedarim? Mashmois is that it has to have a Shem Mashkin. Ein Seich Denes Aperis, Lohitzi Mehen Mashkin. You have to be, if your Kavana is to be Mighty Mashkin from the Pri, then it's going to be Aser. But just squeezing out a liquid, lav dafka, is that going to be an Isser of Mefarik? Betem, it's Mevor, I don't know how far the Olam got. Mevor and Kufim Hemad Aleph. Omer Rav, Dvar Tari, Ina Chayiv Elal, Drisa Zesem Anav Mavad. The only time that you're Chayiv for Schito Minaturo is dafka by Zesem Anav, dafka by grapes and olives. Rashi says the reason is, Kolaymar, Aser Tari Malachas Drichas, Davi Malacha, Vashar Drichas, Lavar Chayir Bahachi. Rashi says it's lavar chayu ba'achi, it's not the orche, and therefore it's not a malacha. However, the Ran seems to say a different reason. The Ran says because the other liquids which come out of fruits are not considered mashkin. Since they don't have a shame mashkin, therefore it's not shayach schito. Aye, it's a liquid. You're squeezing a liquid out of the solid. What's the difference whether or not it has a shame mashkin or doesn't have a shame mashkin? Elamai, not every time that you squeeze a liquid out of a solid is that considered the malachas mefarik. The only time it's considered mefarik is that when you squeeze a liquid out. If it's not squeezed a liquid out, then in a chanami it's not going to be a problem. A similar thing we find with regard to the Gemara of Soichtin bepegoin uprishin ubuzridin. The Braisa seems to say that fruits, which are not the common fruits to squeeze, it's mutter lechatchila to squeeze them. Rashi and Tosfos and Maskanas HaGemara, they're madcha the Braisa, and they say that no, la'alacha l'maisa, you're not allowed to squeeze out other fruits for the juices, because if you're going to squeeze it out for the juices, there's the achshavei. You're machshav these mashkin to be mashkin, and once it gets a shame mashkin, it's going to be also to squeeze it. Other rishonim, all other rishonim kamat, they seem to learn not that way. The Ramban, the Rashba, the Rif, the Ran, the Ritva, they seem to learn, no, the Brais is kipshuta. You're allowed to squeeze these fruits. Why are you allowed to squeeze these fruits? We know you're allowed to squeeze on Shabbos. What happened to the achshavei? Zok there, no. The only time that we have an Isser of Schita is Dafka, where some people are Seichet these things. If some people are Seichet them, so then when you want to go to be Seichet them, it passes Achshavei. But if no one is Seichet it, and you just got this idea to be Seichet these interesting types of fruits, then we're going to say, but Ladaita is Kaladam, and it doesn't even pass on Achshavei. It's not Shayach and Achshavei, but something which nobody does. Nobody does it. The bottle dies yet to call them, and therefore it's mutter lechatchila b'seichad. Are you squeezing out a juice? Why is it mutter? The Torah says that not every squeezing of a liquid from a solid is the malacha. If the malacha would be schita to squeeze, then whatever you're squeezing is a problem. However, that's not what the malacha. The malacha is mefarik dover mimasoyu, like Rashi says in different places. Rashi Grad over here says that it's a told of the dash. Other places he says that it's a malacha dash and daf yitches by us. In Chulin, in Yudalat, he says it's Av. In Shabbos, he starts off saying that it's Av and he ends up saying that it's a total. Either way, it's a Malacha D'Araisa of Mefarik, of Dash. And therefore, it's only when you take out certain things from some other things, that's when there's a Malacha. We know when you take out Oichel from Oichel, it's not Mefarik. Even though you extracted one thing from another. If you took up Seilos from Seilos, also it's not Mefarik. And that's why we say that even with regard to Zeisim Va'anovim, which are also midaraisa to squeeze, however, when you want to squeeze them into a solid, you want to squeeze them into a tavshil. The Gemara says Mefurish, according to Rav, Seichet, Amar Rav Yehuda Mashmul, Seichet Adam Eshkol Shalanovim, the Seichet Kedero, Avalei the Seichet Kero. You let us squeeze Eshkol Shalanovim, which is also midaraisa. If you're squeezing it, Al Kais Parah, if you're squeezing it into a cup, Chayv midaraisa. However, if you squeeze it into a salad, if you squeeze it into a oichel, then it's mutal lechatchilo. Aye, what happened to the din? Are you squeezing out liquids? The Torah says no, it doesn't have a shame liquid anymore. Mashkin is only certain types of liquids, and when you're planning on drinking it. But if it's not that type of liquid, or you're not planning on drinking it, so you're taking a grape, and you're squeezing out a liquid into another solid, we never give the liquid which came out a shame of a mashkin. It's a oichel. It went from a grape, which is a solid, and went into a food. So in the middle it was rather a liquid, it was liquid form. But it was never got a shame of mashkin. And since it has a shame of oichel, therefore we reckon it to be considered uchla de ifras. Uchla de ifras means, is it uchla de ifras or de ifrad? Either way it means that you're as if you're taking a piece of food and crumbling it, and breaking it up into pieces. You're taking your grape and you're breaking it up. You're not doing a mefarik, taking one thing out of the next. You're cutting a grape in half. You're cutting a cucumber in half. You're cutting a piece of cake in half. It doesn't pass a lashon of mefarik when you're taking one food from another food. And that's halacha lamaisa takawi paskin, that there's never an isser of mefarik when you're taking one food out of another food. To take peas out of a pod might be asumi the rice, that's mefarik. However, if, says the Magen Avraham, that if, and Mishnah Berurah brings it down, if the pod is edible and it's also an oichel, then there's no problem because you're taking an oichel from an oichel. You're not taking an oichel from a psoilus. Therefore, it's considered as if you're being uchla de ifras, oichel that you're being mefarer, oichel that you're cutting in half, and that is mutter.
Even if I'm not going to eat it?
Even if you're not going to eat it. As long as it's roi lachil l'chor, it's mutter. Now, it's not clear, Ken Zayin, that that's really the reason why Rabbi Yehuda holds. If you look at the Karen Ura, he's mistapik in Bedas Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is chelik on the Rabbanan and the Mishnah. The Rabbanan say that if you're machnis fruits, whether you're machnis them la'ichlin or la'mashkin, which means whether or not your kavana, when you put them together inside of this barrel, was to eat them or to squeeze them into a juice. Nevertheless, if liquid comes out on Shabbos, it's us to use that liquid. We're scared you're going to go ahead and squeeze the fruits on Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda says, it's mutter. In a case where you put the fruits in the barrel not to squeeze for liquid, not to squeeze for juice, rather you want to eat them, then juice that comes out on Shabbos is going to be mutter for you to drink. What's the reason why? Why, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is it mutter? Is the reason, Kleita Karenera, is the reason because since you were machas them la'oichlin, you put them together to eat, not to drink. Therefore, there's no chash, you're going to go ahead and squeeze them. Because why am I going to go ahead and squeeze a fruit which I'm planning on eating? So the whole reason we'd be geyser is dafka because you might go ahead and squeeze it. I'm not going to go ahead and squeeze it. It's mitzvah shichel, it goes by Rabbanan. I'm not going to go ahead and squeeze a fruit which I want to eat. I didn't bring it into the house to squeeze. Or is the pshat? No. That's not the chash. The chash is because the reason why it's mutter is because since you were machnas it la'oichlin, even if you're going to go ahead and squeeze it, it's going to be uchla defras. It's going to be food, which it's like a food item. It's not a mashkin. It's oichlin. And since it's oichlin, therefore, there's no way to go ahead and squeeze it. It could be that there's different mashmaos in different places. Rashi in the Mishnah seems to say one way, Rashi in the Mishnah seems to say another way. Rashi in the Mishnah seems to say that the chashash is that you're going to go ahead and be seichedin. The problem is, if that's the case, you're going to go ahead and be seichedin. He holds that there's no reason that you're going to go ahead and be seichedin. There's no chashash, you're going to go ahead and be seichedin these fruits because you're machas them to oichlin. And what are the rabbanon hold? There is a chashash. They are takachoshish, or the rabbanon hold. No, we're not takachoshish that you're going to go ahead and squeeze these fruits. We're goyzer atu zeisim vanavim, or goyzer atu fruits that you brought in l'shem ashkin, and those are takachoshir to go ahead and squeeze. There is a chashash you're going to go ahead and squeeze them. It's sort of like exer l'exer. B'chlav is a chashash. What's by if you hold that the only time that you have b'chlav is a shayla. On the Mishnah, we're goyzer, according to the Rabban, we're goyzer, we're going to go ahead and squeeze them. And if you squeeze them, is there Isser Daraisa, is it only Asr with the Rabban? So it says, Ein Seich Denes Aperis. That's referring to Lechar, all parents, like Tim Neim Ashkin. So, according to Rav, according to Omer Rav, Vartari, and Chayv Al-Adris, and Zeisam Anav Mavad. The only time that you're Chayv Midaraisa is Dafka by Zeisam Anav. What's with by Shar Peris? Shar Peris, the Pasha says, you're not Chayv Midaraisa. So why are we goyzer by Shar Peris, you're going to go ahead and squeeze them? Lechar, it's like zero, like zero. Even if I go ahead and squeeze it, it won't be awesome with our abundance. It wouldn't be awesome with our hands. So the truth is that the Meiri seems to say in the Hemshech of the Mishnah with regard to Chalas Dvash that the Chshash is that if you're going to allow you to have the Dvash which seeped out on Shabbos, you might go ahead and squeeze the honeycomb to get out more Dvash or a different honeycomb. Says the Meiri, even that's not awesome with our hands. That's only awesome with our abundance. But we're scared if we're going to allow you to do that, you're going to go ahead and squeeze fruits, which is awesome with our hands. And it's Xer Lexer, Taka speaks it out. Taka Xer Lexer. I in Gerizim Gezer Gezer. You have to say Kulachad Gezer. That Ilay Hol Lekamiho. We mentioned in the past when he has the Asmano that the Rambam says in Pirush Mishnayis, these miles, but what does it mean? When are we Gerizim Gezer Gezer, or when are we not Gerizim Gezer Gezer? Zok there that when we're not Gerizim Gezer Gezer, that's when you were Gerizim one thing, and then a year later you realize if we're not going to be Gerizim something else, then people aren't going to be keeping the first Gezer. So we're not Gerizim Gezer number two to be Mekanim Gezer number one. However, if at the time that they were Gezer of the first Gezer, they realized that if I'm not Gezer another Gezer, then the first Gezer is not going to have any Kiyum, and people are going to come to do the Daraisa. So we have that school of Chal Gezer, even though it's a Gezer like Gezer, but Chazal realized that they had to do that, or else they would have no Kiyum for the original Gezer. Kumtayt, that L'chur Eschita, the schita's peris in the Mishnah is not aser. The schita alayin, the squeezing itself, is not something which is aser. It's only when you're moitzi mashkin, if you're moitzi oichlin, or someone which doesn't have a shim mashkin, then in Kham, there's taka no iser of mafarik. But that's only, we're going to get to behemshech, but that's only with regard to schita that's aser mishum dash. But there's a schita which is aser al tlibun. There's a different schita. So when you talk about we're learning melech schita, there is really no melech schita. There is an iser schita. Schita could be aser for random different things. Right now we're doing the schita which is aser mishum dash. The next sugya which we do, which is the end of Simen Shin Chof, the beginning of Simen Shin Chof is the first schita, and the end of Simen Shin Chof is the second schita. That's schita mishum alamin. If your shirt gets soaking wet, your jacket gets soaking wet, and you want to squeeze it out, you want to wring it out, you want to wring out the water. So there I have no intention for the juice which is coming out, for the liquid which is coming out. However, I'm affecting a positive change in the beged, are they cleaning it, because when I wring it out, it cleans the beged, it gets out the dirt together with it. There, even if my intention is not to use the juice, nevertheless, it's going to be aser because I'm being malab in the beged. I'm cleaning the beged. Since I'm cleaning the beged, therefore it's aser. L'chura, it's only going to apply, we'll see in Taisis, it only can apply to water, maybe white wine and things like that, which have the chulis to clean. But if it's wine, the Pasha says when you squeeze that wine, you're not really cleaning your beged. Your beged is still going to be bright purple. Therefore, you haven't really tudeif anything, and therefore it wouldn't be considered a malabin. There's a tzad in the Ramban, a chiddush, that schita is aser mishum tzeveya. Because when you squeeze something out, so you change the color of it, so you're really being tzeveyat. Either it's dirty, now it's lighter, or it's darker red, now it's lighter red. So l'chura, a massive chiddush in tzeveya, because the pasha tzeveya is when you're adding a color, not subtracting a color. When you clean something, you haven't been tzeveya, you're taking out, it's a michik of a tzviya. Either way, we see it's brought down, it's mentioned in halacha pasha, but we don't go like that halacha. But it's brought down in the poiskim. There's such a side of Riyasa al Tseveya. The shaila is, what's going to be in a case where I have a beged which is totally clean? I just got it back from the cleaners, and it's a segula when you get something back from the cleaners, and it starts raining that day. So you went outside, it starts pouring, You come to shul and your jacket is soaking wet. You want to shake out your jacket. Now your jacket is totally clean. You just put it on 5 minutes ago from the first time after you got back from the cleaning. There's no dirt inside. So are you allowed to shake it out? There, l'chora, there's no mefarik because I'm not trying to get out the juice. And I'm not doing any malavin. L'chora, in that case, it's taka shavim water. However, it's mefurish la'alocha that it's taka aser. The Mishnah says in such a case, l'hezi that it's aser. The Shana says, what would be this in that case? L'chora, it's a schito. We started off, there's no malacha of schito. It's schito mishum dosh, schito mishum mefarik, schito mishum tzuveya maybe. So the only thing that could really be is maybe bird. There's such a tzad, we have to see in Pesach with this. Milking an animal on Yontif is a tzad that maybe it's aser al tzbur, that you're taking out a liquid, one liquid from you're taking out a liquid from inside a tzad. I mean, mutter, when it's l'altis, it's the tzad. Depends, we'll see when do we say that it's burr, when do we say that it's not burr. We tell you also in B'maimer Muzger, when you let burr, there's a shayla, that when you hold something in your hand and something else is coming out, the psirlis is coming out from what's inside of your hand. For example, you have a baguette and you're squeezing the baguette and liquid is coming out. So the liquid is the psirlis and the baguette is the eichel. Are you taking, when you squeeze, are you taking the eichel from the psirlis or are you taking the psirlis from the eichel? We know that you're allowed to take eichel from the psirlis. Is that considered as you're taking the eichel from the psirlis, the psirlis from the eichel? So we saw that the Shulchan Aruch HaRav seems to say that what you have in your hand is that's what you're taking. So therefore, if you have a cup of wine and you have a fly in your hand and you want to pour out the fly, so then it's as if you're taking the eichel because what's left in your hand is the eichel. And the fly is leaving. The Mishnah Berurah says, not that way. Mishnah Berurah and the Magen Avraham, they pass not that way. What you're pouring out, that's what you're taking. And therefore it's kibbutz, that's your mite, that's what's leaving, that's our eichel, that's what's awesome. Mamila squeezing a baguette and the liquid is coming out. That would be pseudus from the eichel. We'll have to don why there's no problem with burr every time that you do a mite. Interestingly enough, there's a Tesefta. The Tesefta says that the Tzaboyim B'Yerushalayim, the Kvistim B'Yerushalayim, they were minus Chita as a Malacha B'Pnei Asma. They said, Kvista, Malabin is one Malacha, and Chita is another Malacha. So we said there's no Malacha Chita. There is a Chita. They say that there's a Yechon Ben Breka said. He said, Mishum Tzaboyim, but there is a Malacha. It says, Yerushalmi, if there's another Malacha, so why isn't it counted as one of the 40 Malachas? They should say that there's 40 Malachas, not 39. Says Yerushalmi and Chanami, the Mishnah only counts the things that are Lekuli Alma, but according to them, there's 40 Malachas. We always thought that there's 39 Malachas. There's 40 Malachas according to them. One of the Malachas is Malacha of Schita. The Pasha says we do not go like that, Halacha L'maisa. Nevertheless, we'll see the Mishnah Berurah. It seems that the Achrayim understand that it's Shaykh when you squeeze out a Beged, even if it's sparkling clean and there's no Liban going on whatsoever. Nevertheless, there's an Isser of Schita, which is a told to the Malabin, that the Schita itself is a Malacha. So Kumta is just to be Mesakim, we have Schita when it comes to fruits and things like that, food items, Schita to get out the juice. There are Schita that's also Mishum Dos, Mishum Mefarik. There's a question when you're milking, Taisis and the Rishonim talk about, is it also a prayer? However, L'chero, in such a case where you do it Le'ibud, you squeeze out juice into the garbage can, L'chur, that shouldn't be mefarik, because we don't look at it as a liquid, we don't look at it as a food item anymore. It's going le'ibud. The whole thing is you bring mefarik and oichel. When it's going into another food, it's an oichel. When it's going le'ibud, can't then it's mutter. Masha'in kain, when it comes to the schita of begadim, then it's exactly fakir. It's when it's going le'ibud, it doesn't make a difference, because we don't care. You're not looking at the toitzah of the hoitzah samashkin, rather you're looking at the toitzah that the beged is now, becomes clean. Therefore, it applies to any time that you have a dirty beged that's soaking wet, to squeeze it out, lechur be a problem of malamin. And even when it's not dirty, it can sign that schita alein is taka malacha, as we'll see, b'ezras Hashem, halacha l'maaseh.